In 49 other states, football is just a game. But this is Wisconsin.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl. The Lombardi Trophy is coming home.
Wisconsin fans demand the best. The best analysis, the best interviews, the best coverage, and no one delivers like the Bill Michaels Huddle.
Good evening and welcome, Bill Michaels Huddle. We are on the air, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. We are at Maxwell's. We're in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, alongside from 105.7 FM The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee, is Bart Winkler. And also, we've got Paul Emmig, our Green and Gold analyst, with us, guys. We were talking a while about Aaron Rodgers, the offense and such. Now you got coaching candidates to discuss. Real quick, though, the last four games of the season. Big one coming up against Atlanta.
Big one?
Well, I'm just giving you
There's a game.
It's the first game after the firing. It's the first game after the firing. So it's a big game.
All right. Interesting game.
For Joe Philbin.
All right, yep.
It's a big game for Aaron Rodgers.
Agreed.
Because all of this speculation about who got who fired, and was Mike leaving, or was it the relationship, and you got to come out and show, okay, wait a minute. You know, here you go. Because put it this way, if saying the offense is terrible the next four games, people are going to kind of look over the fence and go, well, maybe it wasn't Mike McCarthy in the play calling. Maybe it was Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's got a lot of pressure on him. Joe's got a lot of pressure on him because Joe wants to be a coach. So Joe's going to be a play caller. And because under Mike McCarthy, you're not a play caller, which is one of the reasons Alex Van Pelt left. So they have big microscopes on them. But what are you looking for the rest of the season? Paul, I'll start with you.
For Rodgers to get good again. It's
that simple?
Well, there's other things, don't get me wrong, but they're not going to be able to change their offensive system overnight. There's just not enough practice time. There's not enough time to change things drastically. I think it'll be interesting when you haven't had a guy in Joe Philbin who hasn't been a play caller in 20 years calling the plays. I mean, you'd think he would be inventive. You'd think he'd have some fun. The games don't really matter a whole lot. It's not like this team is going to get into the playoffs this year. So I think it'll be fun. But ultimately, Bill, we were just talking before the break how for the Packers to become good again, they have holes to fix this offseason. There's things to do, but it really relies on Rodgers becoming a really good quarterback again. So I want to see how different he looks, how if his focus is different. And I really do think this is an interesting anecdote from Joe Philbin the other day that on Tuesday, optional lift day, they had the best attendance they've had all year. So do you kind of see that type of performance on Sunday?
That annoys me, though.
What? That more guys came in?
I mean, then...
Okay, go ahead.
Do that all year. Don't wait until your coach gets fired and your season's over.
Why weren't they then? Because McCarthy had failed as a leader?
Right. Oh, no. McCarthy needed to go. That was getting stale. But if Rodgers comes out now in this weekend, throws for 400 yards and 3-4 touchdowns, I'm going to be mad about that. Because that means it's been in there the whole time.
And it was being...
So was it being drowned out by Mike McCarthy and stale play calling? Or was it...
I don't know. Because Rodgers, from a play standpoint, is missing throwmen so many throws that it's past the point of conspiracy theory.
Sabotage.
It's intentional. I mean, there's so many plays where he just looks
now. Here's the thing:
bad
shenanigans.
So he's just not focused.
Suppose this.
Whose fault is that?
That he doesn't miss a throw the rest of the year.
Mike.
He comes out and takes the checkdowns. He's hitting guys on 10 yards out. He's still going downfield with accuracy, but he's not throwing the ball away. He's hitting these guys, picking up first downs, moving the sticks. Do you then go back? Because that would be where it fuels the conspiracy that he was doing things to get rid of Mike McCarthy. Do you then look at it and go, you see Aaron Rodgers in some way, shape, or form must have got schooled or they changed?
What if they go back to the Bears, the second half against the Bears? What if they do that all game on Sunday?
That Joe Philbin deserves a serious look
see,
at
my
the head
question,
coaching job permanently.
But my question
or Rodgers is going to be like, all right, now that Mike's gone, I'll play the way that he wanted to, and I'll play the way that I know we can win.
But his argument was, well, we're trying to get more downfield plays. We're trying to raise our per-play average. Okay, that being said,
that was from on top, though.
But then why do that? Why not do that in the Bears game? Why in the Bears game
you
take what they gave? Well, that's my point. So all of a sudden they changed the entire playbook for one game?
The thing about the downfield plays and wanting to emphasize deep plays, that's a Mike McCarthy thing. That's a head coach offensive coordinator thing where – Bill, you referenced it. We talked about this a little bit last week on your show. Yeah, that he said, well, you know, we're trying to emphasize the deep passing plays, the explosive passing plays. Who's emphasizing that? The offensive game planner, the
right.
offensive play caller. So maybe Philbin's going to come out and say, hey, Bill, you mentioned this in the first hour. We are going true West Coast. We're going back to 2008 Green Bay Packer football, and everything's going to be quick, two steps and go, release the ball in the first 1.5 seconds. And that wouldn't be, Bart, to your point, that wouldn't be Rodgers' fault. That wouldn't be like an – well, he played well. Like, yeah, because the guy who's scheming him or the guy who's calling the plays
but there's a
isn't
lot
saying,
of that.
Hey, Aaron, let's throw the 25-yard bomb on 3rd and 6.
There's a lot of plays that are not working because of scheme. But there's also like
– he's also missing
– when Rodgers is throwing a guy's feet or when there was a play last Sunday with Equanimeous St. Brown, and I saw this at the time – he was open on a route, and Rodgers can, if he throws him to the sideline, it's a catch. Maybe he turns and goes, but instead he throws back. So then St. Brown's got to go back in the coverage,
and then
the ball bounces off. If he starts making those throws, if when Aaron Jones is on a screen and he throws to where he's going to be instead of behind him, if in some of these 3rd and 2s he's not throwing in the dirt, if all that, the scheme thing will change. We can see that. That will be very easy to see for us and for everybody. But if the throws that he is flat out missing, all of a sudden he does not miss on Sunday, then that's gonna be garbage, man. That is really going to be garbage.
So you do smell shenanigans then.
If he comes out and fixes everything magically in a week, I will smell – you almost have to. Do you not? If all of a sudden every problem Rodgers has had for 12 weeks – goes away, and the one change is a new coach.
I would agree because if
I'm going to be furious
if he's not throwing balls into the ground, you know, right? I mean, if he's not throwing balls into the ground, if he's right on the money, he's hitting guys at the spot. Do we all of a sudden say that guys are running great routes? There's more attention to detail. Maybe that would be part of what McCarthy should have been doing or been talking about or discussing. But in the grand scheme of things, if Rodgers is hitting guys in stride, he's not throwing the ball into the ground, the ball's not sticking to his hand, he's overthrowing Devontae in the back of the end zone, but all of a sudden all these passes are on the money.
You can take so many from Sunday alone.
Then you can look at this and go, what was going on?
You can take so many from Sunday alone where you can look at a play and say, that was Rodgers' mistake. Not scheme, not preparation, not the guy making
a
bad route.
He was bad.
You can take so many from just Sunday alone, and those have built up throughout the course of the season. If that all goes away in 5 days, that's going to be some real garbage.
So I'm in the minority here in thinking that
if
he has a good game, then he was intentionally kicking McCarthy to the curb.
No, I don't think it's a conspiracy. What I would think it would be was the lackadaisical effort. It was this cloud.
He was unmotivated.
He was maybe unmotivated. Not being held. Going back to the Winston Moss tweet, not being held to the standard that he should have been being held to. You know.
And I won't say that Rodgers is tried to get McCarthy fired.
No, he would never do
but
that.
But he certainly didn't try to keep him.
But
hired.
There wasn't enough there. Well, it's like, you know what, players, former players, and current players both said to me. For some of the comments that Rodgers made about Mike McCarthy, which were, you know, he's a good man and this and that, they both said, man, kind of where was this when everybody was asking him?
Every time we meet, we give each other a hug and say, I love you.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you hear him say that?
Yeah, I almost fell out of
what
my chair.
Why is he doing that?
Because he was hanging out with his folks.
Yeah, why is he doing that? Why is he doing this? Why is he playing so poorly, throwing his coach under the bus in press conferences, not having his coach retaliate because he is a good man, and then the minute Mike McCarthy's gone, playing, oh, woe is me, shock, I can't believe this happened. He was the greatest person that's ever been in my life. Why? Why is he doing this?
Because he actually, truly, honestly wanted a new coach. I don't think it has anything to do with his effort. I don't think he wasn't trying or he was sabotaging and throwing away the season on purpose to get him fired, but the reason he didn't stick up for him earlier, my opinion, because he did want a different coach.
He did want a different coach. He said, quote, I want to desperately be coached, which means he wasn't being coached.
He wants to support McCarthy. He wants to make it clear that they love each other very much, and that they had a great run.
They hug.
That
they had, and say, I love you.
They had a really
we don't even hug after
meeting.
This show. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back.
Martin, I do.
Bill, speak for yourself there, pal.
Yeah, but I'm not going in the bathroom with you. We're broadcasting live at Maxwell's in Cedarburg. Stay tuned. We're brought to you by our Bud Light. We've got more right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I would say fluidity, just playing together and making plays. We've had games where we had a lot of explosive games and games where we've had lulls and not made the big plays. And I think as a receiver group, that's one of our primary focuses.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. We're broadcasting live here at Maxwell's in Cedarburg.
Hey!
And we're glad to have you. Thanks so much.
Tommy's clapping.
For joining us out here. Brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, sitting here during the break. Boy, the one thing that's been an amazing story that we have not really followed or talked about too much, it doesn't revolve around the Packers, but the gruesome leg break of Alex Smith, 3 weeks after after that happened, still in the hospital. He's got a really bad infection. They're talking about the long-term ability of use of the leg and or, if it continues, taking it.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. They said if it continues, they were talking about the same thing with Teddy Bridgewater. When Teddy Bridgewater lost, broken leg, and then they said it was minutes away from being severed because of the lack of blood flow.
Yeah, yeah.
This is starting to restrict the blood flow and also having some issues with the infection and the body's ability to fight the infection. You're talking about long-term recovery, whether or not he even plays again because of a broken leg.
So we've got a sport where concussions and CTE are affecting old athletes. We had Don Majkowski on today on the morning show in Milwaukee. He's still dealing with pain. You've got guys who could lose their legs. I don't know.
Let's just talk baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. Where Corey Cassie can fall on the ground and not be able to see light.
Have to sleep in a black room the rest of his life.
All right, let's talk basketball.
Yeah.
Where Paul George can run down the court and snap his leg.
Yeah, but he's fine now.
Oh, okay.
He's good.
What, he had 50 last night? He did pretty good.
Yeah.
There.
Let's talk about Mike McCarthy coming back and addressing the team today.
So Chris Middleton.
Getting a standing ovation, by the way.
Yeah, so this is a weird situation because it doesn't present itself a lot. You usually fire a coach in the offseason, and if you fire a coach in season, there's a reason for it. There's no way you want to see that guy again. We saw the Browns, they fire Hugh Jackson. They do see him a few weeks later in Cincinnati, and they're all, like, mad at him. They all hate him. So
that's because he went to the rival.
Right.
Which, by the way, one, the Browns fired him. He can go anywhere.
Right.
And two, he was with his buddy, Marvin Lewis, that's who he worked with originally that got him the job in Cleveland.
Even if he went to Cincinnati, he wasn't going to be welcome back in the locker room anytime soon. So Mike McCarthy gets fired on Sunday, comes back on two separate occasions, one to talk to the coaches on Tuesday, and then the players yesterday, and it seems okay in a weird way, but it also seems very, very weird. I mean, you fired Mike McCarthy for a reason.
Yeah.
And yet he's there. He's been there half of the days since he got fired.
But for Troy Aikman and the other national pundits who were
critical, you are paying him.
$5 million.
Okay, fine.
$5 million. You didn't take his key card forever. No, I mean, there's a lot of people, Troy Aikman, I mean, specifically coming out right after the game, and a lot of national, especially former players, are really critical of a coach who was there for that long, who was that successful, being let go unceremoniously, as they said. So it kind of creates this persona and this image, I think, oh, this isn't the Packers we know. This isn't the team we grew up with. This is, why are they being so ruthless in their blah, blah, blah. This resets that, so that if you're going to bring in a coach this offseason, it's not like, oh, well, the whole mystique of, you know, Packers and small city and, oh, isn't it all so cute and what's such a nice story. It's I think it helps recover from that a little bit, and I think if you gauge by the players' reaction and the standing ovation and everything else that Mike McCarthy got, it's a nice touch. I think, if anything, it might – I actually kind of feel that there could be a residual positive effect going into the offseason when they look for a new coach. Don't you? Like, that this is family and that Green Bay is a unique environment.
You're trying to put the blank back in a horse. You fired the guy. You're trying to put the blank, as my dad used to say, you can't put the blank back in the horse once he does it. That's what you're trying to do.
Defecates.
Yes. You're trying to put it back in the horse.
Yeah.
In other words,
but you're doing a pretty good job.
You're not doing a bad job of it, but basically you fired a Super Bowl winning coach who had four NFC championship games. Other coaches are still hanging on, and they haven't done nearly as much as Mike McCarthy. You walked this guy to the door right after the game.
You did not. You weren't okay with this?
For them to fire him?
The timing. You think it was a disrespect? I'm surprised.
You know what? I've struggled with that because I understand where they're at because it's kind of a prove-it deal now for Joe Philbin and Aaron Rodgers and where the scrutiny's coming from. But on the other hand, you know,
he knew he was going to get fired
at the end of the season. He knew it was coming.
So,
I mean, unless
think of everything we've been talking about the last 4 weeks, that's just going to intensify.
Unless you talk to Mike and Mike said, "Yeah, I want to coach this team," but you could clearly tell he didn't have it, and you could clearly see that he just didn't want to be there anymore. And his passion was gone, and he knew he was going to be fired, and there was nothing good that was ever going to come of this. Then I understand it.
Well, the way they played on Sunday kind of made that seem.
But just for the face of it, it's – then again, it's the accountability factor. Look, everybody else that's done – hasn't done their job, they've been let go. So maybe that's what it is. They're telling everybody, it doesn't matter who you are, we're going to walk you out to the door anyway.
Who commented on that earlier this week that said it made us – was that Rodgers on Monday that talked about, like, the accountability of it put us all on notice a little bit more. I forget, there was some quote that came out Monday.
Well, that goes back to the accountability factor along with Winston Moss.
But it's not – so it's Clinton Dix. Oh, I don't think I'm going to be here next year. Oh, cool. See ya. Ty Montgomery, you were told not to run it out. Okay, bye. Oh, Whitehead, another mistake. Gone. Moss, no, it's just not a good fit, air quotes. Gone. McCarthy, you're not performing. It's – everyone's on notice.
What do you think this week would have looked like if McCarthy was still the coach? How do they come out Sunday? What are we talking about this week? Because as shocked as I was on Sunday when it went down, I'm more shocked to try to imagine how four more games of that would have gone.
What did McCarthy say at the end of his last press conference as Packers coach? Mike, what are you going to tell your guys tomorrow? I don't know what the – I've never been in this position before. I don't know what the hell to tell them. That's not a great thing to say. Probably.
We're going
to
go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back and a lot more of the Bill Michaels huddle. Also, we'll get into the rest of the NFL. That is upcoming also. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more from Maxwell's out here in Cedarburg. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are glad you are on board. Thanks for hanging out with us. We certainly appreciate it. Welcome back. It is the Bill Michaels Huddle brought to you by Bud Light. We are here at Maxwell's. We are here in Cedarburg, and great people, and the place is packed, and always love coming out here. Always. There you have it. Always love coming out here.
Thank
you. Those every time we come out here, whether it's here or over at Libby, Montana, they're here. That's my go-to guy for to find out what the hell the construction's going to be. in Milwaukee.
Sources.
There you go. So he's the human drone. He'll tell me what's going on. Bart Winkler here. Also, we've got Paul Emig here as well, our Green and Gold insider. All right, let's real quick, we'll put kind of a cap on the Packers. So this game upcoming and in the next coming weeks, we're looking for Rodgers to play better or not to play better. We're looking for Philbin to have better play calling or not to have better play calling. We're trying to determine whether it was McCarthy's fault or somebody else's fault. We're trying to figure out who is and who isn't injured, who is and isn't worth keeping.
Yeah.
You just want to see some sort of fight. I mean, you work your whole life to get to this point. You've sacrificed so much. Mom takes you to practice, and you do two-a-days in high school, and then you – move to a far-off land and go through the college struggles. And then, yeah, you got to go to Green Bay, and you're going to take plays off. You're going to just not try in games. You only get 16 of these a season. If you play a 10-year career, you maybe play 150 games. That's it. In the NFL's long history, that's all you get. I would like to see them realize that and at least know that they're NFL football players, NFL football game, and play like it.
So not do what Clinton Dix did in Week 17 in Detroit last year.
No, not do that. Not do, you know, some of these. There's a lot of guys taking plays off over the last few weeks when you watch these games back. And it's just, you got a new coach. If that's what it's going to take to inspire you to remember you're playing a game for a lot of money, then hopefully that's what happens.
Taking plays off like Jimmy Graham every time he's asked to block.
Jimmy Graham, there was some of the offensive line play wasn't great last week. It's just
well,
Aaron Rodgers.
Jason Spriggs isn't taking plays off. He's just terrible.
No, he's not terrible, Paul. He sucks.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a difference.
I was like, wait, I thought, where are you going with this? Oh, it's right. Same? Okay.
Yeah, it's not good watching
it. It looks like they're taking plays off. They're just not Good.
But speaking of tanking, by the way, if you want to tank, just say Aaron Rodgers go sit down the rest of the season and take care of your body.
We should really honestly at some point talk about that.
About tanking?
About Rodgers not playing.
Well,
is that just like insanity?
If you don't play him,
why is he playing?
Then the whole leadership discussion goes out the window.
Tough.
You know, unless
you're playing for 2019 now. If he gets hurt. If he gets hurt,
the mentality would
be... You guys are going to destroy Joe Philbin.
But you come to the end of the season, you're probably going to play some DeSean Kizer anyway.
When?
You know, maybe he plays the last game of the season
or 17.
He'll play this weekend, for sure. He'll play against the Bears.
No. I mean, no. Who, DeSean Kizer?
No, Rodgers.
Oh, Rodgers, absolutely. Rodgers will play this weekend. He'll play against the Bears.
And the Jets could be in if he won.
If Khalil Mack injures
Rodgers...
If you have the Bears... and Vikings continue to lose. I mean, the Bears could lose again. They got L.A. coming to town. They're playing the Rams.
And
then you've got the Vikings again on Monday night. They're taking on the Seahawks.
What are you saying? Like,
all I'm simply saying is playoffs? I don't. I'm just saying the Packers are playing to beat the Vikings in the division.
Why?
It'd be just for pride.
This isn't Mr. 3000 where you get rally the team and try
to
get
I'm just simply
place.
Saying. I'm just simply saying that they're. They're trying to.
Although Rodgers is kind of playing like.
What happens if in the next game, say Mack gets hurt, Trubisky gets hurt, and we watch their season start to dwindle, and they don't win another game, and you're sitting with 8 wins, and the Packers would have beaten them twice. Packers win the division.
Wow.
Whatever.
Bill.
So wait.
They're not.
wait
a minute.
Second.
Think about it.
So you are now saying the Packers.
Let's get back to the conspiracy theories.
I'm simply saying that you don't tank. You, as far as that goes.
What he said.
He was talking to the bathroom attendant. What you don't – the whole tanking thing about what you would do is you would not play players as an organization. But you're not asking players to go out there and tank the season.
Correct.
That just isn't something
Absolutely.
That's going to happen.
Right.
So my point being is as long as you have a mathematical shot, you are going to play Rodgers. Once your season
you had a mathematical shot, you fired your coach.
Right.
Well, I know that, but you weren't going anywhere. This would be Dale Swaim taking over for Ned Yost.
Okay.
Okay? And just to see if you can get a spark while you still have some kind of mathematical
hope. So you're Joe Prunty for kid.
Same sure.
thing. So you've not lost hope in 2018.
I've lost complete hope. I'm giving you the what if and the reason why Aaron Rodgers
okay,
is going
so,
to play.
So what if they lose Sunday?
Then
they are mathematically 100%
if
eliminated.
If they lose Sunday, they are done.
Correct.
Mathematically done.
So then what?
So then
do,
I would
do
go
you
ahead.
Play all the starters.
I would
say
play starters.
Go get hurt.
It becomes a three-game preseason.
So then you don't play starters.
You're playing them for a little while, and then after that, I'm going to find out what DeSean Kizer has. And,
all right.
And all
so
that kind of stuff.
We're on the same page then.
Yeah.
I'm preserving for 2019. 2018 is lost.
But their mentality is, hey, if he gets hurt, as long as it's not a major shoulder injury or something to that effect, you know what? He's got the whole offseason
to recuperate.
That's
what they thought about Carson Wentz, who got hurt in week 8, 9, and wasn't back until week 5
right?
of the following season.
Or he gets hurt and maybe loses his leg, like Alex Smith.
Yeah, right. Alex Smith has got some issues as well.
Maybe you guys are right.
855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, you can. And maybe bring some sanity to the insane. We can get into that discussion. Meanwhile, around the rest of the NFL, the Titans are at home. They are facing the Jacksonville Jaguars, who – were good in the beginning and have sucked recently. The Titans up 7-0 early in this game. I was going to pick the Titans anyway. So as far as going through our picks, Paul?
It's a little bit cheating, but, yeah, I would go with Tennessee as well.
I will take the Titans to win.
There you go. Buffalo, they are at home. They are taking on the Jets. The Jets 3-9, Buffalo 4-8. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills. I'm taking a home. Last week we went basically all the road teams.
Oh yeah, how did that work out? I don't even remember.
It kind of played out to fit. But I'm taking Buffalo at home. I'm taking the home team in this one.
Sure.
Buffalo got rid
it's
of some of their. They
Buffalo.
Cut two receivers this week.
Yeah, what was it, the Kelvin Benjamin thing?
Buffalo giving away 3.5 on that one too.
I saw that. So he just apparently didn't care anymore.
I don't know. I guess I would take Buffalo. Josh Allen seems to be proving people wrong, so I'll take the Bills.
Interesting game in Cleveland. The Browns 4-7-1. The Panthers 6-6. The Panthers only giving 2.5 points in this game.
Now, is it a 4-game losing streak for them? Are they in a 4? They were 6-2.
I think that's right. Yeah.
But the Panthers only giving 2.5 in this ball game.
Do I?
And the Cleveland Browns, all their they beat Cincinnati in Cincinnati, but 3 of their 4 wins have come at home.
Do I vote with my head or my heart?
I've been a guy that likes Carolina a lot when they're at home and not when they're on the
road. I don't
like
them on the road. I don't like them in the cold. I'm taking Cleveland.
Cleveland.
I'm going to go Browns with you guys.
I might get a Mayfield jersey before it's all said and done.
Oh, you're Team Baker too.
No, just
I might get a second one.
Just jumping on the bandwagon. If there's a Dorsey jersey, I'd pick that up too.
Oh, I love Baker.
How about Demaryius Randall? Did you get a Demaryius Randall? He said today he'd welcome McCarthy in Cleveland.
And McCarthy said, if
he's the coach, he's the coach.
Yeah. Well, Bruce Arians said Cleveland's his job, and he doesn't want any part of the Packers' job. And as I was told by somebody inside that organization over there, they are pounding the drum for Mike McCarthy.
In the Browns organization.
In the Browns organization.
Yeah, yeah.
So pounding the drum, and, quote, he would work wonders with Baker. There you go.
So Browns.
I'd like to know what Baker thinks of that after watching this season play out. In Green Bay.
Hey, guy worked with Aaron Rodgers. Baker's going to give you respect coming in. Didn't like Hugh Jackson. Anybody's better than that right now. Then you've got the Colts on the road, 6-6, taking on the Texans. Texans playing really, really, really good football. They are winners, what, 8 in a row now?
Nine in a row.
They were 0-3?
They were
0-3. Yeah, you're right.
I remember they were 0-2.
They're giving 4.5 in this ball game. They are. I'm taking the Texans at home. I'm taking them until they lose.
I will absolutely take them.
Yeah.
Then you got the Ravens on the road, 7-5, and the Chiefs are 10-2.
Lamar Jackson.
How much is Hunt, I don't want to say that loss, but that stupidity hurt them? I still think they can beat the Ravens, but it's a detriment not to have him in the backfield for Patrick Mahomes.
They're still the AFC favorite, though, aren't
they? They are.
To represent the Super Bowl, would you, if I said no, who?
Mark. Patriots.
I mean, just until they lose?
Because of the Hunt thing.
Kansas City, so that's a big Patriots are. Kansas City doesn't have a great defense.
Yeah, I think there's something special in the water with Mahomes this year, though. And let's not forget all these second-year quarterback guys that are on these rookie contracts and all the times that they do well. I think the Chiefs will win this game and represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm going to say New England does.
Patrick Mahomes, by the way, the second best quarterback rating in the league, only behind Drew Brees. Drew Brees out of his mind at 123.2.
Oh, my God.
Patrick Mahomes, 118.1.
Unbelievable.
What did you say
Rodgers was?
Like 93.
Rodgers is down there.
Which in today's NFL, you got to be 100 to at least be average.
Yeah.
No, he's below average. He's 99.3.
Oh, 99.3.
99.3 right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Then in the meantime, you've also got to the Patriots. Speaking of them, 9-3 on the road against the Dolphins, 6-6. Dolphins were undefeated. Then they went into New England. They lost, and they haven't been the same team since. Patriots have their number. They're going to win.
Yep.
I will take New England.
Saints 10-2. They are on the road taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I have zero faith in the Buccaneers. I will never pick them because every time I do, they lose. So I'm going to take the Saints on the road to get this one.
Same.
Hey, there's only one team that beat the Saints this year. It was the Buccaneers.
Wait, who's their other loss?
One. Oh,
New Orleans has also lost to.
Oh, Dallas.
Yeah. Last Thursday.
I have last week's script.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I will take the Saints.
Then you've got the Giants, 4-8 on the road. They are taking on the 6-6 Washington Redskins. Sanchez is coming back to quarterback this team.
Yeah.
Yeah, his first play from scrimmage was a 90-yard touchdown on Monday night.
Yeah.
Hand off to
I like the fact that Plaxico Burress is jumping on, saying that get your popcorn ready because it's going to be the comedy of a quarterback or something like that, he tweeted.
This team has Sanchez and AP and Vernon Davis and Michael Floyd. I like the Giants on the road. Are they, 4-8?
Yeah. 4-8.
All right.
I'll take the Giants on the road, too.
I will take the Giants on the road.
Wow.
But I go back to the Plaxico Burress tweet. I can't remember it correctly, but he shot himself.
In the leg.
And had to go to court.
Yep.
Yeah. He hasn't necessarily been the picture of perfection when it comes to the NFL. So I don't think he has a whole lot of room to criticize Mark Sanchez. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Because when he drinks water, he leaks from the side now. You know? Just throwing it out there. There you have it. Going to go and take a quick break. We're going to come back and round up the rest of the NFL, including the game that is going to be taking place in Green Bay coming up this weekend. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
have you. We got about another 10 minutes or so of the Bill Michaels Huddle, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. We're at Maxwell's. We're in Cedarburg. And like I've said, this is the cheers of Cedarburg. Everybody makes their way here at one point or another to Maxwell's. It's a great place. And Cedarburg, I love downtown Cedarburg right now. All lit up, all the boutiques, all the shops, whether it's buying fudge, whether it's buying clothes, whether it's buying antiques, whatever it happens to be.
Candy apples.
It's all right here in downtown Cedarburg. This is just a cool place to walk. You know, it's almost like you want to park at the end of the street and walk the entire street and walk the other side the whole way back.
I just had 20 boneless wings. I ain't walking nowhere.
You probably should. You know, just thought I'd throw it out there, you know. So, anyway, that being said, we're back at it as we get Paul Emig alongside. The voice you just heard was also Bart Winkler from 105.7 FM, The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee. The next game on the docket. 5-7 Cincinnati sucking swamp water. They are taking on the 9-3, very quiet San Diego Chargers out on the road. No Andy Dalton, no A.J. Green.
Yeah.
Jeff Driscoll.
They still have Marvin Lewis as a head coach.
Yeah.
Did you see the meme that was out there with Marvin Lewis? It said, Mike McCarthy, Super Bowl winning coach, 4 NFC championship games, numerous division titles, numerous postseason victories, fired. Me, without a win in the postseason, it's about time for my extension, isn't it?
He has been to 4 NFC championship games, cool. Hasn't he?
Yeah, McCarthy. He has. One with Favre and three with.
Oh, yeah, Giants 07.
Wow. I'm going to take the Chargers.
Bill, I'll take the Chargers as well.
I'm taking the Chargers. I think Marvin Lewis and the whole crew stinks. And by the way, they don't have a general manager either.
Well, they don't have a scouting staff.
They've only got like 3 or 4 scouts, and then their general manager, as Mike Brown called it once, the three-headed monster of him, his daughter Katie, and Marvin Lewis.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think things are bad here?
Oh. And what I can't figure is they keep throwing their money at that franchise.
Who, the fans?
The fans do. I can't figure that out. I can't believe that they...
It's either that or the Reds. What are you going to do?
But at least the Reds have had success. The Reds have World Series titles.
Yeah, but it's been a while.
You know, it's been a while. Yeah, I agree with that.
Derek Johnson's going to turn it all around.
Yeah, Reds have David Bell.
You know, well, no. It's going to happen anytime soon. But nevertheless. And then you got the Broncos. They're on the road. 6-6, taking on the god-awful San Francisco 49ers. What happened to the whole Garoppolo was a god thing?
Well, he's been...
No, I know he's been hurt, but still, I mean, he wasn't winning ball games.
That was it. He got hurt.
You know.
He's been out since, like, week 4.
He wasn't winning ball games.
It was ever since...
He was undefeated coming into the season. They were never going to lose a game.
It was ever since he got on TMZ in the offseason. It's been down.
Okay. Well, nevertheless, taking the Broncos on the road.
I will, too.
I will as well.
The Lions, 4-8, taking on the 3-9 Cardinals with that massive victory they just came off of. In Green Bay, the Lions having to travel to Arizona. Matt Patricia, deer in the headlights in his first season. Yeah. Could he be a one-and-done coach?
No.
I don't think so. But
Patricia looks like he doesn't know what's going on.
He looks lost.
It looks like he has a virtual reality mask on and he's watching something else other than having the actual mask on.
So, I'm taking the Cardinals at home.
You know, I would like to because of the momentum that they just had, but I think Lions will win this game by 20 points.
Wow. I'll take the Lions less confidently, but I'll take Detroit.
Then you've got the Eagles, who are 6-6 on the season, still fighting for the top spot. The Cowboys, 7-5 at home.
Coming off a mini bye.
Coming off of that mini bye. And don't forget, they ended up getting that last second field goal. They're playing pretty well. Jerry Jones is happy. I'm going to take the Cowboys at home in this one.
Oh, this is a tough one. The other ones I haven't have been pretty easy. Bill, what's the spread?
The spread on
this
game?
Straight up, I would go with Philly.
Boy, that's a great question. You got Dallas giving 4.
I'm going to take the Philly to cover and win.
Philly.
I'm going to take Philly.
Yeah.
I think they might. You know, this could be a season for them. Like. 2010 was for the Packers. You scuffle a little bit. You figure it out as you get down the stretch. I think they have the Redskins again. They'll beat them. They've got the Cowboys. The winner of this game probably wins the East.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to take the Eagles.
You've got the Steelers at 7-4-1 coming off of that heartbreaking last-second field goal by the Chargers, who beat them at Heinz Field this past weekend. taking on the 2-10 Raiders out in Oakland. Steelers going to win this one going away.
Yeah, right, absolutely, because it's Oakland.
Yeah, I'm trying to be the contrarian, but I don't. I'll take the Steelers.
Second to last but not least, as we go through, which is the last game for the Sunday, you got the 11-1 Rams on the road taking on the Chicago Bears. Mitch Trubisky says he will play in this ball game.
I'm looking forward to seeing
this. They don't have any way to stop the pass rush, the Bears do. They don't have any way to stop the pass rush of the Rams. Mitch Trubisky is going to be on skates all night long.
Okay.
Taking the Rams at home, or taking the Rams on the road.
Yeah, I will as well.
I will as well. I think it'll be very close, but I'll take the Bears are getting wins. They're just not – I'm not sure they're ready to get an over-the-hump win like this quite yet.
Rams only given 3 in this one.
I'm going to still go with the Rams.
Okay.
So are Rams the – okay, pick your NFC Super Bowl representative today.
Saints.
If I had to pick one right now, I'd pick New Orleans.
So right now, though, the Rams would host – the Saints.
And my point being, I take the veteran quarterback. Nothing more.
Yeah, if the Saints have to go to L.A.,
it's not like a great home field.
There'd be at least 30% Saints fans there, and it's outside in nice weather.
Yeah.
They'll be just fine.
So Saints, you guys, okay.
I would take the Saints.
Yeah. I was going to go Rams. You might have convinced me slightly. Anyway, the Rams will win this game, though.
Rams will win this game. Then the Monday night contest, 6-5 Minnesota on the road, taking on 7-5 the Seahawks. The Seahawks
have really come alive.
They have. They're giving 3 in this one.
I don't think they're good, though.
I don't think they're good, but I think they're good enough at home.
That's going to win 9 games.
I think they're good enough to win at home. I think they're going to beat the Vikings. So I think both NFC North teams are going to lose yet again.
I will take the Seattle Seahawks at home.
I will as well.
Seahawks going to 8-5. Vikings would then go to 6-1. If the Bears lose, they would go to 8-5.
Here's Bill trying to picture his Packer playoff situation.
And now you've got the Atlanta Falcons, as we pick this game, coming to Lambeau Field at 4-8. 4-8 should be a win against the 4-7 Green Bay Packers. Remember, the 3-9 Cardinals were just in town. Falcons or Packers in this contest. And by the way, the Packers again favorite in this contest.
How much?
5. A 5-point spread.
And you know what, Bill?
What?
These stupid Packers are going to win this stupid game. they're going to win this game. Rodgers is going to play well. They're going to be motivated. They're going to be having a great old time. You're going to see Rodgers at some point give his little cowboy smirk to Philbin. He'll be like, oh, shucks. Okay. And it's going to be a win. Lambeau Field, everyone's going to come there, ironically, like the Matt Flynn game when they played Detroit on
Week
New
17.
Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Everyone comes in, ironically, you're like, all right, well, at least the beer's good, right? And then third quarter, they're going to be up 10, and you're going to be thinking, oh, and then they're going to win by 15, and then, oh, we're back, baby, Pack is back, let's go to Aunt Doozy's. That's what's going to happen.
Let's go to Aunt Doozy's.
That's what's going down Sunday. Stupid Packers are going to win
this
stupid game.
I think the offense is going to play better. I think the defense is not going to stop Matt Ryan, Julio Jones and company. And they're going to lose this game 27-24.
The Jaguars got a safety, by the way. I missed that. 7-2. No, I think they're going to win, though.
Yeah,
Paulie.
Two obviously significantly underachieving teams. Yeah, I have the sneaking suspicion with Bart that they're going to play really well, at least offensively. Offensively, I think they're going to play really well. I think
Cobb's going to put up a hundy.
Do they have enough defense?
Aaron Jones is going to actually touch the ball more than 15 times because, for whatever reason, Mike McCarthy never got that message through his head. I think the Packers are going to win, and I don't want them to. I would rather. I think the best case scenario for the Packers, they would get a top 10 draft pick, and they're going to screw that up.
The
God, I hate this team.
As an owner.
As an owner,
yeah.
As a Green Bay Packers shareholder,
who
was named after Bart Starr.
What happens if
got married
the offense?
Field,
what yeah. happens if the offense looks the same, and they only run the ball say 9 times?
Well, then Joe Philbin will be fired and on Sunday night.
Yeah,
got nobody left, man. Come on.
And then they're gonna bring back Luke Getsy.
Yeah, and then Brian Angelico will be the coach, and then Mike Pettine will tweet about accountability,
and
he'll be gone.
Van Pelt will be the next guy to come back.
And then it's the Joe Witt Jr.-led Green Bay Packers.
Oh, boy.
I love Joe Witt.
Okay.
Don't throw shade at Joe Witt.
I just said, oh, boy.
Don't get me wrong. There's a few more things that have to happen for that to
Yeah, you've got
place.
Quite the scenario that needs to.
He's the passing game coordinator on the defense.
Oh, yeah. I hope, by God, whoever comes in, whether it's Joe Philbin or somebody
cut
else,
all these
they
titles.
Get rid of all the crap titles.
Yeah, why
you
was,
know, unless there's money attached to all of the titles, get rid of the titles. Just go back to offensive and defensive coordinator, line coach, running backs coach, receivers coach, quarterback coach.
Yes.
Not special game assistant to break snack time during halftime of who's in charge
Joe
of.
Joe Witt's got the orange slices, saying?
Who's bringing the Lunchables?
Yeah, Joe, you know? Darren Perry is.
Perry's got
God.
The Caprice.
No Lunchables this week. Winston Moss is gone.
Yeah.
The orange slices are out.
Oh, he was the orange slice guy?
He was
guy?
The orange slice guy.
That sucks. That's a big loss then.
Well, the citrus and the vitamins and all that kind of stuff, you're out. Yeah, sorry about your luck. That's it. We're done. Thank God.
So, Bill.
Bill, you're coming in tomorrow, aren't you?
He's had a long week.
I don't know. I might tweet something. Join Winston Moss in a bar somewhere.
No accountability on my network. Someone's got to hold Radio Joe accountable.
That's unacceptable.
Time for us
to get out of here. Thanks to the staff and management at Maxwell's. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks to Paul. Thanks to Bart. Time for us to go. Have a good one. See ya.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.